Jim and Sharon referred to this as the wedding song. They had this at their wedding.
We marched out to it.
Marched out to it. 202. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord above. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, dry the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is ringing for us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life. Number 745. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And He will lift you up. And He will lift you up. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. And He died for us. And He died for us. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved the wretch like me. When we've been there 10,000 years, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, bright shining as the sun. 794. Unto Thee, O Lord, till I lift up my soul. Unto Thee, O Lord, till I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that way on thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that way on thee be ashamed. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins of my youth. Oh my God, ashamed, let not my enemy enemies triumph over me.
We're reading Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. So Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Let's pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, it is just such a privilege to be able to be here this evening to worship and to praise you, Lord. And we're so very thankful to have such a loving God and your Son, your only beloved Son, who left his place in heaven to come down here to redeem us, Lord. And Jesus took the form of a man, and as we've just read, he was tempted. He's been tempted just as each and every one of us are tempted. And he still lived a life with no sin. And we're just so very grateful for Jesus and his love for us, and for him to make sure that he gave all that he had so that we would not have to. We're just so very blessed to have received the gospel and to have obeyed it. And it is our prayer as a congregation, as a body of Christ, that we continue to share that with all those that we come in contact with. Because we know that that's your will. You don't want anyone to perish. So, Lord, again, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you for the example that he has given us in his life. And again, how scripture holds true and how he used scripture to put down Satan. So we just continue to thank you for all that you continue to bless us with. So much more than what we deserve, Lord. But you are a loving and caring God for each and every one of us. So help us to continue to keep our minds focused on worshiping and praising you this evening. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
We sing a song in anticipation of that. It will be number 147.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When will the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see? My joy through the ages to sing out his love for me. How my Savior's love for me.
926.
Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall, friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Hearken what meaneth the sudden call. What will he do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus, my friend? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, oh friend, what will he do with me? Will you evade him as Pilate tried, or will you choose him whatever betide? Vainly you struggle from him to hide. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus, my friend? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, oh friend, what will he do with me? Jesus, I give you my heart today. Jesus, I'll follow thee all the way. Gladly obeying thee will you say, this will I do with Jesus. What will you do with Jesus, my friend? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, oh friend, what will he do with me?
Number 786.
Let my way grow a drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me up, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm,
four, three.
I'll pray. precious is the book divine, by inspiration given. Bright the lamp, his precepts shine, to guide my soul to heaven. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet and the light to my way, to guide me safely home. It sweetly cheers my drooping heart in this dark veil of tears. Light to my life it stills in my heart and quells my rising fears. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, light to my life and a light to my way, to guide me safely home. This lamp through all the tedious night of life shall guide my way, till I behold the clearer light of an eternal day. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet and the light to my way, to guide me safely home.
I have to get my bifocals, you know, get it just right.
I was wondering if you needed a vaccination. I was starting to
affect you.
That's what I do, man.
Yeah. Should have got a couple more songs to sing. Boy, it's only 6:30. You'll have a, you'll potluck afterwards. We don't have tonight, so let me just share a few words with you. Let me think of a verse. let me review a story or an illustration I've given in years past, and I know you can probably finish it for me. I know Dennis and Susan can. Let me just go back to, there's a...
We don't like it.
You don't like me, huh? There's a question that's been asked, especially by young people, old people too. Who will know? You know, usually that's the words that are used when someone wants to tempt us to do that which is wrong. Yeah, let's go do this wrong thing because we'll never get found out. Who will know? We won't get caught. And so, well, that sounds pretty good. I'll do that if I'm not going to get caught. So we want to know what's the answer to someone who says, who will know? And I'm going to give you five things. I think there's five, if I remember right. When you say, who will know? Number one is God will know. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs, you have to check on this, Proverbs 15, verse 3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. So God will know. He sees. And in Psalm 139, beginning at verse 7, the psalmist asked the question, where can I go from your spirit? And that's kind of the question we're asking. You know, who will know? Well, God will know. So, but where can I go from your spirit? There's no place we can go. And the psalmist gives some illustrations, beginning at verse 7 of Psalm 139. If I ascend to the heights, thou art there. If I ascend to the depths, thou art there. If I take my wings and go fly to the uttermost parts of the sea, behold, thou art there. If I say, surely darkness will cover me, well, even the darkness shall be light unto thee. And then he says again, where can I go from your spirit? It's really a psalm of praise, but sometimes I think it's a song of exasperation. Where can I go to get away from you? I can't. And that's the phrase. So when someone, or who will know? Well, wait a minute, no, God will know. Number two is you will know. You will know. And you're the one that has to put your head on the pillow at night and think about what's been said and done throughout the day. So when you think about those things, you know, well, I did something wrong. God, yeah, I know. God knows, and I know. Number three is your partner in crime will know. Whoever you did the wrong with will know. And when I think about that, I've never known anyone who thought they got away with something to keep it a secret. They just have to brag, you know, when they're good with their friends. You know what I did last night? Nobody knows. So let me tell you what I did last night. Got away with it. We didn't get caught. Nobody knows. But wait a minute. God knows. You know. Your partner in crime knows. And now, number four is, whoever you tell will know. Whoever you tell. And then the last one is, in the day of judgment, if it's unrepented of, everyone will know. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14, God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Ooh, secret thing? I didn't think anybody knew. So the illustration starts out, nobody will know. But God will know, you will know, your partner in crime will know, and whoever you tell will know. And then in judgment, everybody will know. So the phrase is, you know, we live in a perpetual state of caught. Like I won't get caught. We're always caught. The lesson. The other song is number 1005. 1005. I have another sermon.
We can put together a potluck real quick.
Let's do a potluck real quick. Yeah. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day.
Did I hear someone say
that? Yeah, walk the talk. Don't tell me about it. Just walk the talk. I want to hear it. Number one, and my voice is going so. Number 1005. 1005.
O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good, the best. Yonder in glory when the crown has won. For Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory. Oh, give us a light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
There we go. Hi, Dennis. Dennis.
460. Let's try altar person. I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I hope tomorrow from his sunshine, for his skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. Oh,
we can go to our Heavenly Father. Dear merciful Heavenly Father, it's truly been a splendid day. It's been a day of worship and singing praise and reflecting on the sacrifice that was done in our behalf. We thank you for all these precious times. We pray that you'd be with us in the upcoming week, that you would protect us from Satan, help us to do our part too. Please be with all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Have mercy on all of us. Help us to be ready to come back at the next appointed time if you have not taken us home. Thank you for each and every one of your countless blessings, you and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, for always being there with us. Thank you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen.